And good evening and welcome to Worcester Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
Yes.
Right here on our live show.
We are live here at KKLA 99.5.
And we'll be taking your calls actually at 888-995-5552.
The interactive version.
Which is really kind of cool. And we actually have a special guest with us too.
Very special.
He's very special.
Why is he very special, Mr. Kempton Bryan?
I grew up with him and I had to take him to school.
Wow.
And I had to hold his hand.
Wow.
Any
younger brother
fans out there? Mark Bryan, the one of the authors.
Hey, wait! You guys have the same last name?
We don't.
Oh.
He uses that.
Yeah, I just use that. They found me on the roadside.
So we're going to get into something a little bit interesting today because it is a call-in show, a live show right here at Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5. Get online, get connected at Worship Factory. worshipfactory.net for you creative artists that are out there that really are looking for some place to call home. Mark's going to help us guide through today as far as a little bit of creativity. We're going to get into several different topics with Mark, Artist Way, and a little bit about that history and a little bit of Artist Way at work and a little bit of history on that and creativity as a whole. His background in education, obviously a graduate from Harvard, master's in education, and he's a perfect person
a little smart.
To be involved with
I don't know
today.
Why he's here.
Thanks, Marky, for being here. Mark
Bryan.
Yeah, and
presence.
You guys can sing so well, and I can't carry a tune, so there you go.
We all have our gifts.
We all have gifts, yes.
So, you know, we had an opportunity. Go ahead, Rod.
I was just going to interject. People might not know what Worship Factory is about. We have our 7 o'clock slot where people are usually listening, but Worship Factory, what is that about? Are we factoring worship, and what all are we doing? So we're about creativity in the Christian community and creativity at large. So we want to support creatives and encourage people to find fulfillment in what God made them to be. God created you unique and special. He's got something for you. We want to help you find that.
And God is he breathes new life. And that's what is the heart of Worship Factory is you know, seeking God and saying, what new thing, what new creative product do you want to, you know, bring out of me? And how do you want to use me in this realm of creativity?
Right.
Yeah,
and what's interesting about that is usually those creative moments don't come out of ease or comfort. They come out of crisis and need. And
yeah,
so,
a lot of times, especially songwriting, you know, a lot of us think, I'm sure it was inspired by a loving moment. And where a lot of, you know, songwriters that I talk to, they're like, oh, no, I was like woodshedding. And that took me like a month to kind of finally, you know, put together. And it takes a lot of work. So
so we want our listeners, if you're listening right now, we've got probably the guru, if I can say that, of creativity here.
Definitely
about
one of them.
Writer's block and what's the process? What can I do? This guy can really help you. So
and creativity is an act of faith, right? I mean, it's an act of faith to learn anything new, but particularly doing creativity.
What's that number again?
That number again is 888-995-5552 right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Mark Bryan, the author, one of the authors of the Artist Way at Work series, and actually the programs that are out there, and also is a part of the Oprah Winfrey Change Your Life team for 2 years on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Dr. Phil and Susie Orman. But Mark, you know, it's basically we got into talking and you know, about creativity, and we thought about the show to kick off our first live broadcast here at Worship.
Congratulations, y'all!
Woohoo!
By the way,
I can't believe they trust us.
We're in Frank.
So far, so good.
We're
I think
Frank's studio.
We just commandeered Frank's studio. This is so cool. It's like Frank. Yeah. I need your.
We love
as long
you,
as
Frank.
We don't tell him, he's probably okay.
Those listeners out there too that do listen to Frank Pastore, he's on every day right here at KKLA.
Well, I'm just gonna.
He's a good friend and and the.
I'm just going to throw it out there right at the get-go. Because we have the incredible Mark Bryan in studio, if you are a writer, whether that's an author of a book or whether you're a songwriter and you've come across writer's block and you want advice specifically for writer's block, he is the guy to give you incredible advice.
Right.
He's got amazing techniques. So if you are an author, would you please call in and let us know what your questions are for Mark Bryan? An author or a songwriter, if you're struggling with writer's block, he's got some great suggestions, and we'd love to hear from you on you know, how you've gotten through that, or if you have any suggestions. So,
and Monique, you were saying earlier that sometimes it's the difficult moments that can spawn creativity.
Oh yeah,
right. It's often our pain that drives us to find something to look for meaning, to look for, you know, our connection to the mystery, and it doesn't mean it has to be painful to do it. I think, in fact, it's harder to want to be creative and not be than it is to practice and fail, right? Because then you've got that voice in your mind saying, well, if you'd only get better at at not procrastinating, or if you were just a better writer.
Right. Well, and I've attended, you know, you put on seminars, and I've attended, and the thing that, a couple of things that jumped out to me that I just loved from your seminar is, yes, acknowledging we are our own worst critic, but to just get past that. One of the tangible things that I have been doing since your seminar is using my iPhone. Anytime I get a little, whether it's a lyric or whether it's a melody, I'll just, you know, record it.
Idea capture, they call that in the theoretical literature, but in the artist's way, you say, catch the idea as it goes across your mind.
And it has worked. It has turned into two different songs thanks to that idea and just culminating some, you know, lyrics together and some melodies together. So thank you for helping me write two songs.
You know, Mark,
I love your music.
Monique was talking a little bit about writer's block, and, you know, I remember when you and Julia were actually in the process of doing The Artist Way, and you know, go through a little bit of the process of what it took for you guys to actually, you know, I remember going self-binding that book, taking it down to Bodhi Tree, doing whatever did originally started. What was it like for you guys to get that book finally to Harvest?
Well, it was, we wanted to help artists in Chicago. We were starting in Chicago, and we realized that I was a blocked writer at the time, and so was she, because she had a couple of screenplays going to turn around, and said, let's just start having some, you know, writers and artists over at our house on Thursday nights and over at Julia's house, and she'd cook spaghetti and we'd sit around and talk about what we wanted to do, and we just figured it out together. And about 2 years into that, we had several hundred people that had gone through it, and we asked them what worked and what didn't, and it became a 12-week process because a group of students was what we called cooked between 10 and 14 weeks, so we just split the difference and decided 12 was a good number. And because you need to have some kind of coaching and support. And a lot of people that want to be creative that aren't, don't have a tribe.
Yeah.
So they're playing in their attic, or they're writing quietly and they're afraid to show anybody their early work, or, you know, they don't even want to show up to sing, even though they might have a great voice, or at least a great desire to be able to carry a tune. And so part of it was an act of faith, because you have to try and try again. And whether you were successful last week or not, to be creative is a kind of in-the-moment idea, right? Mm-hmm. So what we did is we just gathered the lessons our students taught us. We'd gather a lot of artists, musicians, actors, graphic designers, painters, and we sit around in a table like this, and we would say, okay, what's working for you? What are you struggling with?
I love that. I love having being surrounded with creative people and seeing, you know, what has taken off, what has worked for them. I love feeding off of that. That's so great.
Yeah,
and
another thing
that I appreciated about your seminar is that you made us feel okay to be vulnerable. You're like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be dumb. It's okay to be great. It's okay to be smart. It's okay to be silly, or just get it out there.
I love
that your point was just get it out there. We're going to accept it and just take it from what it is and, you know, shape it from there.
And you were talking about writer's block. Nobody writes a good book. Anybody out there listening who wants to write or is a writer and is currently pulling your hair out in Act Two, just remember, nobody writes a good one first. We write a bad one and then fix it.
Yeah.
And then we fix it a little more, and then we fix it again.
I love that.
I don't think a creative piece of work is ever done. They just pry it out of our cold, dead hands. You know?
And we are live in studio with Mark Bryan at KKLA 99.5 FM. You can call in at 888-995-5552. That's 888-995-KKLA for you listeners out there. And we're talking specifically right now about books and the blocking of writing that book, the sort of the writer's block, if you were. We had Shauna Kiefer on, who's also an author, not too long ago, that was talking about her book and the difficulties that it took her, and how it was a God thing for her that literally took her through the process, and it took her a lot longer than what she thought it was going to take. Mm-hmm. The start to finish for you guys, just over those listeners out there, as far as that goes, what did it take you lengthwise to actually finally complete The Artist Way?
Well, it was 2 years of development work. We were self-publishing our little teacher's notes. We'd go to the print store and, you know, bind them and put them in a little, you know, bookstore window. And then it started to sell, and word of mouth began to catch on, because it was a group of artists giving us what worked for them. Yeah. And so people resonated with that. You know, they say, oh, my God, I've felt just like that. And so that was part of what built it, was word of mouth. We sold the first 1 million copies without any press.
Wow. Nice.
And, you know, then it became... Then I was here at Book Soup one day of 5 or 6 years in, and there was two stacks waist high at, you know, great bookstore, if those of you who don't know it, on Sunset Boulevard. And that was when I thought, wow, how about that? But again, it was, you know, it was an act of faith on our part because we saw it, you know, the lights go on. Right. When someone's being creative when they haven't been for a while, you know, someone picks up the guitar again, or someone decides they want to paint after, you know, having been a, maybe a good at art in their early 20s, who dropped out and went to grad school and raised a family, and now they're 62 years old and they want to go and learn something again, and they pick up the paints and they go, oh my God, this is fun.
Right.
This is fun.
I'd like to reinforce that because that's the mission of Worship Factory, is to provide that kind of a tribe. I love that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a place where you can be with other creative people and be encouraged and help get past those things. And we've got several stories of people that we know that have found that at Worship Factory. An artist that I know that his art wasn't being recognized, couldn't get a gallery to look at it. He can put it on our website and people are commenting and encouraging. Great. So it's a great place to do that.
Well, and I really like the spawning of, if you will, of Worship Factory from the idea of you being a worship minister at a church that was having to book pianists and singers. And I never thought of that as a performance venue, really. You know, I just never thought of it that way. And then I realized, no, we've got a concert to put on
every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea of having a networked ability for musicians and now other artists to connect and to find gigs, for one thing, and as well as people to make art with, to make music or art with.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
And Worship Factory is, yes, to encourage the Christian creative, but it's also for people in this industry. This radio program is for people in LA who work professionally as, musicians, actors, grips, producers. And this place is for you. Log on, get connected, post some of your work. It's a great place.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that it's an open, we're really talking about the broadest sense of spirituality in a way, right? Getting in connected to the mystery, if you will.
Like a family.
Creation.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We are with Mark Bryan from The Artist Way, one and only Mark Bryan. You can call us at 888-995-5552. That's 888-995-KKLA. We'll be right back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5.
God of my fathers, huddled in the harbor, every man an ocean from his home. Their captors could not keep them when they heard the drums of...